Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, May the 6th, 2008. Each week we address the latest in geospatial technology, news, and applications. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief, and I'm joined by my colleague, Adina Schutzberg. Today we want to ask the all-important burning question, why is it so hard to sell geospatial to big business? But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Experience the geographic advantage with ESRI's ArcGIS server, a comprehensive platform for cost-effectively delivering enterprise GIS applications. Learn more about ArcGIS server at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
Adina, the one thing I found most disturbing from listening to our group of enterprise database guys who were at our location intelligence conference last week was that the entire value proposition for spatial enablement is too hard. It's a push to the market rather than a pull. There seems to be little demand for the technology. We had the top guys up on the stage. We had Ed Catabal from Microsoft along with Steve Lombardi. We had Javier Lopez from Oracle. We had Robert Ullman from IBM. I mean, all these guys are up there. These are the guys in each of their respective companies that are driving geospatial technology to their sales organizations and to their marketing groups and application groups. And yet it's still such a hard sell. Each of them said, you know, when Steve Lombardi was up there and he said, well, it's a push, you know, it just took the wind out of my sails because he was recognizing that it was still a difficult means of getting the value proposition adopted by large corporations. And I'm left wondering, will it take another Google-like revelation to push the technology deeper into corporate computing, or whether it's going to be a new crop of graduates who are more geospatially enlightened to make this a reality inside of corporations?
Will it take another Google Earth-like thing? Well, if Google Earth, and I'm using that term broadly to mean sort of all of the great geospatial web-enabled tools that we've gotten in the last 5 or 6 years, if those didn't do it, what could possibly do it?
Yeah, that's really hard, and maybe we're just still inside this whirlwind of activity in the business to see what will come out of it. All of the things that are coming out of the big enterprise guys, they're all using some sort of front end like Oracle's MapView that looks kind of Google Earth-ish. There's Microsoft now marrying SQL Server to Virtual Earth. That's kind of a mashup-y type of thing to an enterprise application. And so they're all taking that approach that they got to have this visually stimulating interface to capture the imagination of the business guys. They're presenting it in a way that they want to make it easy and more intuitive, but I'm not sure it's getting there. I should mention that one of our distinguished speakers last week, Kerry Carlisle from BP, you know, he did a marvelous job of articulating kind of the gamut of business units that are employing or deploying geospatial technology. For them, it was a pull. Their business is fundamentally rooted in geography. An oil exploration company from upstream to downstream has got to employ some sort of geography, and that's an easy one to see. The oil companies are relatively easy. They got a business that demands it. We see this in other places like the transportation industry. Their business is rooted. We got a bunch of other industries that I term geographically challenged that still don't seem to get it. Maybe this latest push of marrying business intelligence to GIS and location technology will push that a little bit further, but it's still a hard sell.
And I think one of the things that really impressed me about Carlisle's presentation was sort of when he explained why the IT group at BP had selected location intelligence as sort of the game-changing technology that they were going to implement in 2007-2008. And what he described were three themes, and the way I understood it was we sort of looked out at the world, and here's what we saw. We saw lots of consumer visualization tools, things like Virtual Earth and so forth. We saw all kinds of geospatial data, GPS and geocoding and RFID and so forth. And we saw significant support in wireless technology to be able to move information back and forth. As soon as he said that, my first thought was, wow, you're really looking at consumer technology and seeing, wow, look at what consumers are doing with this stuff. there must be something valuable there. So I got the sense that that company, perhaps, was looking out beyond its traditional sources for technology innovation.
Having come from that business, although several years removed, you have to be. There's too much riding on productivity improvement because of the cost of exploration, because of the cost of moving fuel back and forth. You have to be looking to wrench out the little bit of savings, and they're taking a very proactive approach. It was an amazing talk that he gave. It helped actually to convince me of what I see happening as the confluence of location intelligence. And you know, people have asked me, well, how do you define this thing? Well, I can't really define it. But what I saw Kerry do was he sort of validated what I thought were the three elements of location intelligence. And you just mentioned one of them, which was using some of the consumer or location-based networking types of applications. He was doing it in a business sense. Certainly mobility is a second one, and because, you know, again, they're moving assets from place to place. And then other areas within the enterprise that he's using, whether that's a marketing or retailing.
Safety.
Safety, big areas. And so that was kind of a validation for me, but boy, it was really a look into what you could do with the technology if you took time to think about it, and they clearly have.
I really want to go back to that people just aren't thinking about it, and I think part of the challenge for our industry, especially trying to market to the enterprise, is getting a solid statement about the value. I was flipping through some print publications over the weekend and looking at some of the advertising. Now, to be fair, that's the real beginning of these kinds of conversations. But I was trying to put myself in the place of a business executive looking at these advertisements for technology and trying to see if I could make the connection as to how this was going to work in my organization. And the statements were so broad and so general that they sort of meant nothing to me. So I'm not sure that we've yet figured out how to communicate with these, as you referred to them, the C-level executives who can take on these kinds of projects.
There's no ROI presented to them. There's no benefit that they could see. I mean, these guys are always looking at the bottom line. So tell me why, Mr. Mapping Guy, what's the value of me seeing a map? Is it just another pie chart type of thing? Or can I truly manage my business from a location perspective? And that's the value we're not communicating.
What our conference, I think, has shown is that it's there. We've had plenty of people stand up at the conference over the last 5 years and show that return. And yet, when you put it to the Oracles and Microsofts and IBMs of the world, it's somehow not getting out to the people who need to get the story.
I'll take it from a different perspective. I wrote my first article about GIS and business in 1989 for the Dallas Business Journal. And we've gone through these peaks and valleys of kind of recognition of what this technology can do. You could take it from the old desktop mapping days in the early 90s. Here we are at the enterprise level, 2008, and we're still talking about trying to sell this stuff. It just hits you upside the head going, what aren't we doing? But you made, a good point. I mean, we had our speakers up there that were, I think, very articulate in what they were doing. And, you know, to them, it doesn't really make a difference what it is. It's just a solution to a problem.
This is really nothing special. This is just another technology that we use to be more competitive. Now, the other question that I always come back to when trying to make sense of this whole enterprise thing is, what is the difference between an enterprise implementation of GIS and a non-enterprise implementation of GIS? What is it that fundamentally makes an enterprise a different animal to which to sell? Because clearly, GIS has been all kinds of successful in government, in very specific industries. I mean, if you look at the list of industries that ESRI supports, for example, and they've got specialists keying in all those industries, they've been very successful. Some are bigger than others, but they've been able to really communicate and speak the language of those industries. Now, whether they get up to the big, huge enterprises versus the smaller players, what's the difference? The story should be the same if you're a little teeny tiny oil or gas company versus if you're BP. You're doing, at some level, the same kinds of things. You have the same kinds of challenges.
Certainly, there are many different types of industries and businesses that have bought into the technology. They have recognized the benefit at a particular way of solving a problem. And that problem is going to be dealt with on a division level or a department level. It doesn't necessarily percolate up to something that everybody has to see at an enterprise-wide. I think what you said about cities and local governments, I think it permeates a broader spectrum of applications such that, to me, government is in a fundamentally geographic business. There's so many areas of government that that location touches. It's not as obvious in a business. It's not as obvious to a fast food retailer like McDonald's that it permeates all aspects of their business. It's not going to go into their food service business. It will go into the delivery of the food, but it won't necessarily go everywhere. And so it's something that shouldn't necessarily be sold that, hey, you got to have this everywhere in your business. And maybe it's just fine that it's on a department level, and maybe we're trying to sell it improperly.
Well, and I think the way to maybe change that perception is, as you suggested at the outset, maybe we need to educate the next generation of geospatial practitioners with this vision that geospatial technology is part of every enterprise in every little corner. Because I think you could argue that it is. And we certainly could argue that because that's the way we look at the world.
Well, I'm going to offer you this. It has not percolated into business schools, okay, which is where it should be. If you're going to educate the next generation, you're not going to educate the guy that's coming out with a geography degree. It's coming out with a business degree. And there are darn few MBA programs that will incorporate this type of technology into their curriculums. I remember several years ago, having graduated from Dartmouth in earth sciences, I went to their business school and tried to sell it to one of their professors. Hey, what are you doing with this stuff? No way. They wouldn't hear of it. It's not even on my radar screen. Wharton at University of Pennsylvania does have some of that. University of Redlands, we know, does have some of that, and there are a few other schools. But it's not getting into the broader curriculum of a business school. And those future leaders are not seeing the potential. And you're right, it's got to go in more places, and it's just not there yet.
So maybe that the push that our panelists spoke about, trying to push it out into the enterprise, the existing enterprise, maybe they need to adjust that push a little bit and push into some of these business schools. I mean, if Oracle comes knocking on the door of your business school, you'd think somebody would listen.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, it as a strategy, it worked for ESRI to push it.
It absolutely worked for ESRI.
Yeah.
So maybe that's part of what this campaign needs to be, is let's educate those potential MBAs on the value of location technology for business. And isn't that a great way to sell it, across the board?
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank everybody who did attend Location Intelligence 2008. We certainly hope you'll consider joining us next year. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like you to join them at one of their no-cost law enforcement seminars to see how GIS turns knowledge into actionable information so law enforcement administrators can prepare and respond more intelligently, readily, and effectively. Seminars are being held at select locations throughout the United States in May through July 2008. Reserve your seat today. And for more information, visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. Thanks again for joining us this week. If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, please write to us at editors@directionsmag.com. We'll see you next week, and be sure to tell a friend.